A collection of national treasures is rolled into Monroe. The Library of Congress Rolling Exhibition, Gateway to Knowledge, is making a two-day stop at the main branch of the Ouachita Parish Public Library.
I brought you to the Library of Congress. Why? Because it's the biggest library in the world. Over 20 million books.
The historic building, located in Washington, D.C., gained much popularity as an intrinsic element of the movie National Treasure: Book of Secrets. The traveling showpiece, an 18-wheel tractor trailer, expands to three times its road width in featuring museum-style exhibits of about two dozen facsimile documents. It gives visitors a glimpse of some of the most storied pieces of American history.
Things from Martin Walsmuller's map from 1507 to Gutenberg Bible, and even Thomas Jefferson's rough draft of the Declaration of Independence.
Josh Van Gelder is the driver and docent of the exhibition. He says the traveling museum, which is funded by private foundations, hopes to educate visitors about the historic building.
The history of the library, some of the treasures that are part of the collection, and also the resources that are available for them to use.
The items featured cover several time periods, all historical pieces, some even iconic. This display, accompanied by a video presentation, showcases a well-recognized comic book hero.
Tell me what we have here today.
This is the first time that Spider-Man appeared on the pages of a comic book. The original drawings for it.
The 18-wheeler has been touring smaller cities across the country since last September. Although Monroe was not listed as a tour stop on the original schedule, Ouachita Parish Public Library Director Robin Toms explains special recognition of the library system caught the attention of tour coordinators.
In 2010, we were named a star library by Library Journal, the only one in Louisiana.
The exhibition's title, Gateway to Knowledge, seems to identify with all ages of visitors to the free walk-through museum on wheels.
This is truly an exhibit for everybody, and most people, you know, just are curious. And want to know more about things.
Monroe resident Francis Parker, who graduated an English history major, says the handwritten draft of the Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson was inspiring.
Drafts of the Declaration of Independence and the fact that they wrote these things by hand, I mean, that is absolutely amazing. How prolific they were, and yet, you know, they didn't have the computers and the tools that we had.
A trip through the rolling exhibition may acquaint one with a document they hold dear. For others, like Christian Ami, understanding the historical significance of such articles is creating a foundation for future dreams.
I've actually wanted to go into politics when I grow up. I want to become a senator, and then after that, I want to run for president.
The exhibition will be open to the public tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the parking area at the Parish Library's main branch. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.